Good afternoon again, and let's come back to order. I'm now going to call for hearing docket number E7 sub 1229, which is the application of Duke Energy Carolinas LLC for approval of renewable energy and energy efficiency portfolio standard cost recovery rider pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-133. I'm Commissioner Dan Clodfelder. I've been assigned to preside over this docket. Joining me this afternoon are Commission Chair Charlotte Mitchell, along with Commissioners Tenola Brown Bland, Lyons Gray, Kim Duffley, Jeff Hughes, and Floyd McKissick Jr. In compliance with the requirements of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind the Commission members of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest. At this time, inquire whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to this docket. Going once, going twice. Madam Court Reporter, please let the record reflect that no commissioner came forward with any conflict of interest in this matter. At this point, I'm going to ask for appearances of counsel, beginning with the applicant. Mr. Kaler, you're still on mute.
Robert Kaler, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Thank you. Anyone else for the applicant? If not, let's move to the interveners and take appearances. I'm sorry.
Kendrick Fentress, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Good afternoon. Anyone else for the applicant? Okay. We'll go to the interveners. Ms. Hicks, I see you there. You'd like to announce your appearance?
Good afternoon, Chair Clodfelter. This is Warren Hicks on behalf of the Carolina Industrial Group for Utility Race 3.
Anyone joining you?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's take NCSEA.
Good afternoon, Ben Smith on behalf of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. Anyone else with you?
No.
And KUKA. Anyone appearing on behalf of the Carolina Utilities Customers Association this afternoon? Let the record reflect no appearances. And finally,
Mr. Cloud,
the public staff.
Mr. Clodfelter, could you repeat that?
Yes. I'm sorry, I had a screen freeze. I'll call for appearances from the public staff.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Clodfelter. This is Tim Dodge with the public staff representing the using and consuming public.
Anyone with you, Mr. Dodge?
Yes, also appearing with me are Gina Holt and Nadia Luer.
Great. Have I missed any appearances of counsel? All right, thank you all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to read out the clerk's docket. Instead, I'm going to ask, and I'll hear you on any objections or comments. I'm going to ask whether all counsel have had an adequate opportunity to inspect the clerk's docket and the filings reflected in the docket and have satisfied themselves that those filings have been properly made in this docket, that there are no procedural or other filings that are omitted that are required to be filed in the docket, that all filings are complete and correct as they were made, and that no corrections to the filings with the clerk are required at this time, that all confidentiality designations have been properly preserved in the public version of the filings proposed by the clerk. If any of those things is not correct and you have an objection, I'll hear from you now. All right, Madam Court Reporter, let the record reflect that there were no objections, and to that extent, then the Commission will take notice of the clerk's docket and all filings made therein. At this point, also on the Commission's own motion, and unless there is an objection, and I will hear you on your objection, at this time, the Commission will receive evidentiary record, the application, all pre-file testimony and supporting exhibits and schedules submitted by the applicant, by the interveners, although I do not believe there was any by the interveners, and also by the public staff, as I said, together with all supporting schedules and exhibits, and with all confidentiality designations preserved in those filings as they were submitted to the clerk's office. If there's any objection to the commission's receipt of any of those pre-file evidentiary materials, I'll hear that objection now. If not, they are received into the record. In addition to the docket items, let's note for the record that the public witness hearing in this matter was conducted earlier this morning by Chair Mitchell at a time and place that had been duly and properly noticed, and that no public witnesses appeared to provide any testimony at that time. With that taken care of, I'll turn to the applicant and ask if the applicant has any supplemental evidentiary submissions or other matters for consideration today. Mr. Kaler, you're again on mute.
Commissioner, we do not have any further evidence to offer, and we're satisfied with the record as you stated it.
Great. All right, we'll move to the interveners. Ms. Hicks for SIGFOR 3. Any supplemental evidence or additional matters the commission should consider?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Smith for NCSEA.
None for NCSEA. Thank you.
Mr. Dodge for the public staff?
None from the public staff. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other matters that the commission needs to consider on this docket? I'll listen to counsel if there are.
None for the applicant.
All right, hearing nothing further, then we will at this point close the evidentiary record on this matter, and we'll call for proposed orders according to the same schedule as was outlined in the fuel docket earlier. Unless there's anything further, we'll close the record of this proceeding. Thank you all.